From the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now in KPIX 5 and streaming on CBS News Bay Area, Beta Breakers returns this morning. We'll take you live to the starting line.
It is going to set us back decades. Women need choices.
The battle over abortion rights hitting Bay Area streets with thousands protesting as part of a national day of action. Plus, a safeguard triggered in the state of California, what it might mean for your paycheck. Good morning. It is Sunday, May 15th. I'm Devin Peely. Let's start with a quick check of our weather with First Alert meteorologist Brian Hackney.
Forecast have more low clouds around this morning, maybe even a little fog around the shoreline, so things will be cooler as the pressure falls. So does the temperature. Not a lot inland. We'll still be in the low 80s inland, but along the coastline for sure. We've got more clouds today than yesterday, so cooler for the rest of the weekend, cloudy along the coast. Tonight, overnight lows will be in the 50s. Don't forget, lunar eclipse tonight, total lunar eclipse. Hope you don't have any clouds. More of the same for the rest of the week. The usual low clouds in the morning and sun in the afternoon. Complete forecast coming up, but first, let's get back to the news.
Beta Breakers is back for the first time in person since 2019. Now, this morning, 15,000 runners will take to the streets in San Francisco. KPIX 5's Amanda Starantina joins us live from the starting line at Howard and Main Streets. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, I am ready for this race. I don't think any other runners are quite ready yet because no one's here just yet. The start line is right here on Howard. Very exciting, though. As you said, it's been 2 years since this has been held in person. A virtual event is just not the same. So a lot of people are very excited. It's a lot of tradition with this. It's been going on for more than 100 years. Get this. Beta Breakers started in 1912, so many years this has been a part of San Francisco history. And I really want to tell you this inspiring story about a father and son duo that are coming back to the race this year. It was a tradition for them, and it's really special because they're doing it with a Parkinson's diagnosis. Check it out.
We're rolling. Here we go.
The euphoria of a good long run is a distant memory to 78-year-old Dan Cochran.
It was good to get out and clear out the mind.
Dan's dedication to running kicked into high gear in the 70s, and running in the Beta Breakers event became a yearly tradition.
The camaraderie, the feeling you get from participating in an effort with a big group of people.
But 20 years ago, Dan was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, putting his favorite pastime on the shelf.
The doctor told me it was a short period of time or a long period of time, but I'll be in a wheelchair eventually. I decided that I didn't want to just take that lane down.
All right, here we go.
While still young at heart, with a strict diet and routine exercise, Dan has stayed out of that wheelchair.
We're 20 years into it. I'm still doing okay.
He has been running his own race, beating the odds, regardless of his diagnosis.
It's just effing Parkinson's.
That's a quote of his own that he wears proudly on his shirt.
And it was a reaction to people's reaction to me. And they look at me like I'm dying or something. They see the wheelchair or the push cart, and they get a terrible look on their face. I say, don't worry, it's just effing Parkinson's.
Strong enough to play ball with his son, hitting the pavement for a distance run is no longer an option.
Do you miss that?
I miss it, yeah. Yeah, it's just too hard on my back.
So his son, Robert, figured out a way to get his dad to cross the Bay to Breakers finish line one more time.
I want dad to know that there's still hope.
Every step of the way on Sunday, Robert will be there with his dad as he makes it through the 7-mile course across the city with some help.
But all of a sudden the chair came. It was like, we're doing this. And so, yeah, we've been on about 3 or 4 training runs and there's been some adventures.
I didn't think I'd ever be doing this again. But we found a way to beat this back one more time.
One more time, with a physical push from his son, Dan is reignited with hope to once again feel that runner's high.
Feels like somebody's behind you pushing. It's a real light feeling, but it really feels good.
Do you trust him to get you across the finish line?
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing like that runner's high, and Dan and Robert will be taking off with the final wave of runners here. The first wave is starting at 8. Lots of road closures around here. It was even difficult for us to park really early this morning, so definitely be aware of that. If you are coming into the city, whether you're running the race or not, it's going to be a little tricky getting around the city today. But overall, a lot of people very excited for it, and we are rooting for that father and son. Devin.
So, Amanda, I hear you're running today, too. Hats off, a first-timer since moving here a year ago. So my first question and then a follow-up, are you ready? And then the follow-up, did you consider a costume?
So first question, not sure how ready I am. I hear there's a lot of naked people, so not really, really prepared for that. But we're pumped. We're excited. My boyfriend and I are going to be doing it together. And, yes, we do have a costume. It's in the car. So you guys are going to just have to wait and see what we're doing with that.
All right. That's a tease. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Good luck. And we'll be talking to you throughout this morning's news. All right, so road closures are in place along the route of today's race. They will lift anytime between noon and 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. BART has added 4 extra trains this morning, and Caltrans has 2 special northbound trains. You can head to our website, kpix.com, for more details on road closures and transit schedules. An unnerving experience for a Palo Alto resident. Police say that a man caught a woman trying to break into his home. It happened along Alma Street on Friday morning. A man was at home when his family heard glass breaking. He saw someone's hand reaching through a broken glass pane on the front door trying to unlock the deadbolt. Now, police say the man confronted the burglar, who ran off. Now, police found that suspect, a 48-year-old woman. A short time later, she was arrested and booked into jail. San Mateo police have launched a homicide investigation after they found a body at a bus stop. It happened on El Camino Real and East Hillsdale Boulevard. The victim was a 48-year-old man. Police got a call early on Friday about a man lying dead on a bench. Details are still developing. Also in San Mateo County, a major bust against an alleged criminal organization. Authorities have arrested 7 people in connection with multiple felonies. Investigators seized more than 30 cars and motorcycles, firearms, narcotics, in addition to $40,000 of stolen property. Hundreds of people across the U.S. stepped out to rally for abortion rights. It was part of a national day of action as participants voiced opposition to a leaked draft opinion from the Supreme Court that could overturn Roe v. Wade. Oakland Congresswoman Barbara Lee spoke at a rally in Washington, D.C.
If you make abortion illegal, if you take away our rights to make our personal decisions about our bodies, we will see you at the ballot box in November.
Thousands of protesters also turned out for rallies around the Bay Area in support of women's rights. KPIX's Darlene caught up with some men who felt that they too had to take part in these demonstrations.
At least a handful of marches in the Bay Area alone. Demonstrators say they'll continue to protest in the coming days and weeks to protect women and their rights. From small towns to big cities, loud, defiant voices united as one to protect abortion rights.
Two grandmas.
We're not going backwards, we're going forwards.
Margarita Cohen says overturning Roe v. Wade would set our society back half a century. She joined an abortion rights march in Palo Alto.
Forced pregnancies, you know, same as slavery, in my opinion.
This was one of more than 300 planned marches across the country.
Women need choices. We are in charge of our own decisions, when we want to have children and when we don't want to have children.
While many people question whether the show of solidarity can change the Supreme Court's decision, they say sitting around is not an option.
Mobilize now and get our message out that this is, we're not giving up.
I hope that this turnout motivates people to come out and vote. Vote like you've never voted before.
Young and old say abortion rights are basic human rights.
It's no one else's business but my own.
People are still going to have abortions. They're just going to find another way, and they're going to die.
Not just women, men also joining the fight.
I'm a white man living in Palo Alto, and I'm coming from this place of privilege. And if I don't use my privilege to help fight for everybody who needs to be fought for, then what am I doing?
From the South Bay to the East Bay to San Francisco and all around the country, protesters say this is about standing up for future generations.
We need to come together now to preserve those rights for our daughters.
Legalize abortion!
I'm Dahl Lynn, KPIX 5.
Some activists are pushing for a federal law that would legalize abortion nationally. A recent CBS poll shows that 58% of Americans favor that idea, while 42% do not. Governor Newsom's office says that high inflation triggered an increase to the state's minimum wage. The increase will bring the minimum wage to $15.50 an hour. There's a 2016 law that triggers an increase in the minimum wage if inflation grew above 7%. That increase goes into effect next year. Silicon Valley residents could face fines for wasting water. The Valley Water District is considering putting water enforcers in neighborhoods this summer. Now, repeat offenders could be slapped with fines up to $500. However, nothing is set in stone just yet. The utility says if the drought continues into 2023, Santa Clara County faces the possibility of wells going dry and land sinking from empty aquifers. Right now, more than 100 Bay Area restaurants are hoping for a financial boost as they celebrate Peninsula Restaurant Week. By ordering meals, you can help eateries trying to bounce back from losses during the pandemic. But diners can benefit as well. You can win up to $850 in gift cards just by posting photos of your meals on social media.